Dear gracious Lord in heaven, we appreciate the prayer that's already finished that is on the tree. But we feel so needy before you today, Lord. And we desire, O God, that you give us strength in a body, and that you help us just to stand here as a vessel for you to speak to, Lord. We ask you to bless the word to your heart. We know that the Holy Ghost is the only preacher. And we are looking to you to preach the word, even to me as you preach it to others, to the glory of God. Bless us now as we wait before you. Thank you for your word, how you've been sending it forth under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Thank you how you bless my soul in this meeting, and we praise your heart. And we look to you to keep your hand upon this meeting. Work it out for the glory of God and for the good of precious souls. In Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen. Kind of like Brother Curtis yesterday. This is kind of an odd message. But I will have to say that the Lord gave it to me, and as the word went forth yesterday, with so many things that the Lord had laid on my heart, I felt that he would not use this message today because it's already, a lot of it's been preached. But he helped me to know he wanted me to be faithful. So I stand before you trembling this day. Maybe some of you ministers have stopped trembling up here, but I haven't. I tremble at the word of God today before the Lord because I have the fear of God upon my heart. The little diagram that you see on the board, the Lord gave that to me some time back. Some of you may have heard us preach this before, but you bear with us today. We haven't preached it in Guthrie. We was on our knees praying, and we was quite concerned for the sick. And I asked the Lord, some of the bodies that dear saints that we was praying for seemed like wasn't getting better, any better. And I said, Lord, what is the cause? So all of a sudden I saw something just like rubbish and have that stuff there on the board. And still on my knees. And I said, Lord, what is all of this rubbish I see? He says, these are the things that's hindering me from working among the saints as I'd like to work. The first one he pointed out to me was self. Self is our greatest enemy. You may not think so. You might think that the devil is your greatest enemy. But self is your greatest enemy, and mine too. If it wasn't for self, the devil wouldn't have anything to work with. So self is quite a character. The Lord gave me several names for self, and of course I wrote some of them down because I didn't want to forget any. Pray for me, I need your prayers. Self is hypocritical. Yes, right. Now don't feel accused, nobody here this morning, because if self is our greatest enemy, let us all take a blow at self this morning. Amen. A hypocrite is one that knows what he should do. And he could be often telling you what you should do, but he's not doing it himself. That is a hypocrite. I thought of... Let me read the scripture on this before we go any further. Over here in Matthew, the 16th chapter, 24th verse. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. You'll never have a success following Jesus unless you first deny yourself. I was thinking of a hypocrite. When we was living in California, where we got saved, it was a young woman in the congregation, and she was often testifying how saved she was and how happy she was. But somehow I had a burden on my heart to pray for this young sister. And one day she said to me, "Sister Catherine," she said, "I've been a hypocrite." And I say, "How? What do you mean?" She says, "I've been testifying of saved and, so to speak, raising your hand." And she knew, I knew in my heart, I was not saved. "But, Sister Catherine, I want to get saved. And I have been lying." She says, "Can the minister lay hands on me and cast the lying spirit out?" That hypocrite, I said, "Sure." She says, "I feel like before I can get saved, I'll have to have the minister to lay hands on me and cast those spirits out." So she came to service. She came down to the altar, and she made known her request. "I want to be delivered from a lying spirit, hypocritical spirit." God has that kind of power to deliver anyone. Amen. And I thank the Lord that she was honest with her soul. And we labored there, prayed with her until the Lord cast the spirit out. And then she said, "I want to get saved." Saints, you can't go along with a hypocritical heart and make it to heaven. And I can't either. As I preach to you today, I'm preaching to myself. You cannot make it to heaven with a hypocritical heart. The next thing he showed me was deceitfulness. That goes right along with hypocrites. I believe that it was David says, "Deliver me from deceitful men." One that is deceitful is always talking about something about what he does and how he's getting along, and right in his heart he's being deceitful. And that person that will come to you and laugh and smile and grin in your face and behind your back, they are talking about you. That is a deceitful person. God doesn't want that in his church. Praise the Lord. I put in a request for Zion this morning. I'm praying for Zion. And when I realize I pray for Zion, I'm praying for Catherine. I've got a blessing in this meeting from the Word, and I thank God for it. Well, the next one that he brought to my mind was pride. Obadiah 3 says, "The pride of thine heart has deceived thee." Then he brought to my mind about the modest dress. I preach a lot on that, but it's not because I feel the saints are not up there, but because it's in the Word of God. But I want to say to you folks, and to me, you can be dressed so modest, with your skirts where they should be, and ministers and men, brethren, your trousers large enough. Sometimes when I look at our brethren, I think we need to put a little more cloth in our trousers sometime. Lord bless you. We love you, brethren. I don't feel that there should be anything about a saint body that would draw the attraction of the opposite sex. Do you understand what I mean? And it's the same way with we sisters. In wearing our dresses modest, sometimes you have them long enough, but sometimes you may not have enough cloth in them wide enough. And then when we sit down, they naturally come up a little high, but I feel that we can work on that. And then when we buy our material, be sure that it's not that kind, that's that clinging kind. It's some clinging kind of a material that maybe we're sitting down and I know this is kind of like a rough method, but pray for me. I hope you still love me. I'm not having a sister's meeting nor a brother's meeting, but I'm talking to all of us. Pray for me. When we sit down and get up sometime, that clinging material will cling, and it doesn't look modest, and it isn't. So as you buy your material, be sure that you won't get that cleaning kind. But back to pride. We can be dressed modest, the brothers and sisters, in every way, leaving off your ties and so to speak, but still have pride in your heart.
That's right.
The pride of thine heart have deceived thee.
That's right.
It's not the pride of your dress, but when you get that pride out of your heart and my heart, the body will come automatically. Dress like the Lord. Let's get it out of your heart. The Lord gave us a message once on hidden pride. And another thing about pride, we can come to the service. Maybe the word goes forth, and it really finds us short along some line. But we say, oh, well, that preacher, he's just meddling, and I don't have to do this and so. And maybe the Lord is just dealing with your heart. You need to humble yourself. You need to go and pray. But sometimes we can just walk out of the building. Brother, sister, you do that, you got pride in your heart and mind too. Makes no difference how you dress. If God has dealt with you and this is your time to pray, you have a need and you just ignore it and walk out, you better search your heart. See if you have some pride there. If I go down there, what would the saints think about me? And I've been saved all these years, and what would they think about me? It's not what the saints think about you. It's what God knows about you. And this is the thing that God is dealing with. God help me, and God help you too. Pride. Boasters. Oh, I'm still talking about self, so don't get feel bad towards us. Self is boasters. Can be so sometimes just boasting about what he can do, and what I've done, and another thing. Now I don't have nothing against us going to school, children, young people going to college, getting a good education. But when we are always boasting about the college and what I learned here, search your heart. Search your heart. See if you don't have a little educational pride there. Speak a little better than this one. I know a little more than this. God help us. This song says humility. Humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Lord, help me in heart, you too. Praise the Lord. Another thing about self, he likes to be praised. Oh, he likes to be so well thought of. But when we have a spirit like that, be very careful if we have it, because the devil will take advantage of you and me too. Have you out doing something that maybe God have no nothing to do with you, but you want a little praise and you want a little good feeling, and self likes to be on exhibit. All of that goes along with praise. Oh, when I get there, the meeting will go well, and this and other. The meeting will go if you never get there.
Amen.
Church of God is going to move on if we never get there to do anything. He's going to have a church. The brother said yesterday, you see the saints among the saints. Well, this is true. But God's church is pure and holy today, as it was when Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Amen.
And everybody that's going along in the assembly and the congregations here and there is not in the church.
Amen.
So let us not just, when we see someone doing what he shouldn't do, so well, that's the church. No, mark the perfect man.
Amen.
I hope you still love me. Self likes to be petted.
Yeah.
He likes to be pitied.
Yeah.
And if you don't pity self, he will pity himself. And this is called self-pity. Self-pity will cause you, my soul, and your soul to burn in hell if we don't get rid of it. So don't ever pity yourself, and don't let anyone try to pity you. Live for God.
Amen.
God permits this to come my way. Do like I do. I say, God, give me grace. Oh, I've been in so many trials and tests along the life of trying to make it to heaven and get higher grounds. Until one time I was going through a battle. And sometimes battles are pretty hard. And sometimes it's right among us. And David said, if it had been an enemy, I could have borne it. But it was my own familiar friend. We walked in company, walked in the house of God together. We praised the Lord. He's the one that has lifted up his heel against me. This is the one you need some grace, and I do too, to keep sweet in your soul. But God has it for you. I was going through such a battle with this, and I said to the Lord, Lord, keep my soul. Lord, help me to manifest the right attitude. Even things are going wrong. Lord, help me keep me sweet in my soul and help my attitudes be good. And the one that's doing this, help me love him more.
Amen.
Help me, Lord, to overcome evil with good. God help us. You say, well, God has that kind of grace for you. Don't need to be sitting around pitying yourself. But one time it was so severe, I went home and had been in a council, and some things had been said, and tears began to fall from my eyes, and didn't feel like this would happen among the saints. And the Lord said, dry up your tears and prove yourself. From that day to this day, we've been trying to prove ourselves. Little we can do, but we're trying to prove to the Lord that I love him and I love your people, Lord. And I want to be faithful to the Lord.
Amen.
So when a trial come your way, I won't go into it and tell you what all it was. But finally I said to the Lord, Lord, if I had done anything to cause this rumor, Jesus said to me, I hadn't done anything either. But they nailed me to the cross.
Right.
I hadn't done anything either, but I was numbered with the transgressors. I said, Lord, I hang right there between two feet. I said, Lord, have mercy on me and forgive me for murmuring and complaining. God help us. He has grace for you.
Amen.
I need your prayers that I'll be faithful to the Lord. Another thing, I don't have them all written up there because I don't know if the board could hold them all. But another thing he dealt with us about is bad attitudes.
Yeah.
This is all this rubbish. Bad attitude. We need to watch our attitudes. You know, sometime in traveling around in different places, and even in the saints' home, I have found this. Such love and such concern. But this sister had such an attitude until I wondered if I was welcome there. So I'm a person, I don't go around talking about people. What I have to say, I'm going to say it to you. And we get it straightened out. So I said to her, your attitudes. I said, do you? What is it? So she had trouble with somebody else and she was just upset. And yes, you're welcome here. But then Amen. Invite someone in our home, show love and kindness, make them feel they're at home.
Yes.
Amen. Attitudes. But then there's other things sometimes when one is dealt with. And maybe this one really had a need, needed the minister's counsel with them, and they just did not want to accept the counsel and maybe just go away and don't get the help they need. Their attitudes hindered them from getting the help that they needed to the soul. Dealing with a person, a dear saint once, and seemed like it was such a confusing matter, and I couldn't understand why we weren't getting any help to her. The Lord spoke to my heart. She's not telling you the whole thing. Saints, when you have a burden and you have something that you want the ministers to deal with and to help you along life's journey, don't just go up there and tell them half of the story. Tell the whole thing.
Amen.
And then the minister will know how to deal with you.
That's right.
So then, back to self-pity, the Lord helped me to know that she's too easily hurt. When you really put the truth down, she gets hurt and clam up. That's a bad attitude, folks. Lord, help me and you too. Heard a lot about this yesterday, but the Lord still brought it to my mind. Gossiping. Ooh. No, no, not among the saints. Amen. That's a bad, bad spirit. Gossiping. This gossiping spirit will cause you to talk about your brother, your sister, the preacher. Someone find Psalms 105 and 15. 1 Timothy 5 and 19. You know, oh God, help us today. When I think of the ministers, I'm talking about Holy Ghost-filled ministers. Doing all they can to help us get to heaven.
Yeah.
And for us to sit around and try to find fault and accuse as wrong saints. Maybe one got up with a message or heavy on his heart, and maybe it was judgment. We need judgment. Zion shall be redeemed with judgment. You can't have a lovey-lovey message all the time. I cried when the Lord gave me this, and he helped me to know I like to preach messages shouting and praising the Lord. He said, no, the saints need teaching. This is what I want you to say. I said, Lord, give me grace. Give me strength, Lord. And sometimes, I'm not saying what I heard, but I know that very minister that you've talked about, you call him to pray for you when you're sick. How do you expect to get any help from the Lord? How would I expect to get any help from the Lord? Psalms. Read that.
Saying, touch not mine anointed.
Touch not my anointed.
And do my prophets no harm.
Do my prophets no harm. You say, I didn't touch them. I didn't do anything. What about that tongue? That's full of deadly poison. Kill the influence of another. I thought of a story. Maybe you've heard it. A rumor got out on the minister, pastor at a certain church. Some sister or someone that didn't care about his preaching kind of wanted to get rid of him. So it just caused a rumor going gossiping one to another about the poor preacher. Another thing the Lord brought to my mind is tilbury and party spirits. Party spirit is like this. If I have something against you, Brother Carl, I'll get around to some of the other weakened and I'll talk to them about it, and we'll just kind of party up. And first thing you know, it causes a division, and that's sin for us.
That's right.
Touch not my anointed. Do my prophets no harm. We should be very careful with this tongue. Man has been able to tame beasts and so forth, but that tongue, no man can tame. Nothing can tame the tongue but the Holy Spirit. Over there, James 1:26, if any man be among you seem to be religious and bridle not his tongue, this man's religion is in vain. We don't want to be serving the Lord in vain. Many a minister, no doubt, has went to see Jesus with a broken heart. It ought not be that way. We should love our ministers. Don't you see the Lord is taking a lot of them home?
Yes, that's right.
Don't you see we are getting fewer and fewer every day?
Yes,
love our ministers, appreciate them.
Amen.
Stop your murmuring and complaining. Let us not go to hell just right among the saints. If you don't get the help we need, you will. It's good to be in the congregation of the saints, but it's going to take more than that to take you to heaven. Oh, Sister Catherine, we thought you'd preach on the New Year.
That's a good way to start out. Amen.
This will make you new. You won't make you shout now, but obey it, and you can shout later.
Amen.
Hail Mary. 1 Timothy 5:14, 5:19.
Against an elder, receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses.
That means two or three Holy Ghost people.
Yeah,
not these hypocrites.
Amen.
Not these backbiters, but in the presence.
Amen.
And let me tell you another thing that the Lord has helped me. The Lord says he set the members in the body as it pleased him. And this old saying of maybe the Lord has sent a minister to a certain place to help the congregation, and these party spirits get together and try to wonder if we should accept him. Listen. What God does, you need to accept it.
Amen.
Now, the Church of God is not like Babylon, where they get together and they write up decrees and things and they choose a minister. And if he comes there and the congregation don't like him, they can just sit him on off somewhere. That's not in the Church of God.
Amen.
When the Lord sends you a pastor, you be faithful and be thankful.
Amen.
I know of congregations that would be glad to have a pastor.
Yes.
Just have a minister to come in, speak to us. I love you, saints, and I love the ministry. Thank God for everyone.
Amen.
But may God help us to be very, very careful with that tongue. Get you in trouble.
Yes, it will.
Brother was talking so much about talking, I thought, well, this is enough. Maybe I won't need to go for it, but the Lord said, go on. So that's why I'm here. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Jealous. Jealousy was another spirit. The Lord says over there in Solomon, I believe it is it 8 and 6? Somebody can find it. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. And many times is why we can find fault of this one or the other is because I have a little jealous streak there that I need to get rid of. It's not so much what I'm doing, but listen. When the Lord anoints in as a pastor, or when the Lord lays hands on someone to pray the prayer of faith, and when the Lord lays his hands on one to exhort, in the gifts or whatever it is, we need to praise the Lord. Because it's all for the edifying of the saints. It's to help me. Praise the Lord. So we just thank the Lord for that. Cruel as a grave. I heard sister say how that the lady was so beautiful that she passed on. Made a beautiful corpse. But oh, if we could have gone back maybe several months after that beautiful corpse had been put down in the ground, the grave would have taken away all the beauty. The grave, cruel. And let me tell you and me too, if we have that kind of a spirit around us, it's going to take all the beauty out of our lives. Amen. All the humility out of our lives. Because I'm sitting around jealous of this one or the other is how the Lord using him, and I ought to be thanking God and praising the Lord. The Lord is using my brother. We heard about preferring your brother. Lord, help us. Pray for me. Jealousy. Well, may the Lord help us.
You like that scripture, sister?
Yes, you may read it.
Set me as a seal upon thine heart.
Yes.
As a seal upon thine arm.
Yes.
For love is strong as death. Jealousy is cruel as the grave.
Yes.
The coals thereof are coals of fire,
coals of
which
fire.
Have a most vehement flame.
Yes. Burn up a soul.
That's right.
Burn up a good deeds, whatever you be doing. The demon fire burns it up. Someone said, and you know, it takes away the beauty, it takes away the love out of your heart. It just makes you look ugly. But you know, the saints of God is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's something about a saint is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's not because she, well, the dress has a lot to do with it. But it's because something in me is beautiful. And that's Jesus. It's just burning out in my countenance, in my action.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. May God help us in our attitudes and our actions. I was so tired once, and I was working. I got off from work to stop by the market to pick up some things to go home. And the lady said to me, she said, "Where did you get that shine?" One of the checkers. "Where did you get that shine in your face?" I said, "I didn't know I had one. I was so tired and sweaty. Didn't know I had one." Yes. So she said, later she said, "Are you a Christian?" Sometimes we'll say, "I try to be." And I said, "Yes." She said, "Some people believe that Jesus can heal bodies. Do you believe that?" I said, "Yes." So she said, "I have a sister, a daughter of somebody, lives in Arizona. Very, very sick. So will you pray for her?" I said, "Oh yes, we will." So we took the request to the saints and we prayed, and the Lord wonderfully blessed. And do you not know that lady, that checker, sometime would call me around 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning for prayer. So then, I'm not boasting about what I did, I'm going to tell you what the Lord did. So finally her husband took very sick. She called me late at night, "Oh, my husband is so sick, and the doctor has said it's no more that he can do. So you need to look to a higher power. So will you pray for my husband? Well, we prayed. We took it to the saints. And you know the Lord healed that man. Oh, it's wonderful to live a life to glorify Him. So one time I didn't have much money, and I felt like the steel marketplace. I was counting up what I was buying in my head as I bought the things. And so the lady didn't charge me enough. And when I got home, I counted again. I said, she just made a mistake. So I went back. When I went back to pay her what she hadn't charged for, she was so shocked. But you know, we have to pay our restitution. We have to pay back. That's all a long life journey. Not just when you get saved, your restitution. If you know somebody has made a mistake and given you more than they should give, you give that back to them.
Amen.
That's the way to live.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, help us all, Jesus, to make it to heaven. Murmuring and complaining. Read that scripture over there in Philippians. I believe it's the second chapter. Murmuring. All of this is self, so don't feel bad towards us. We're just talking about self. This is all the whatever you want to call them, attributes of self. Praise the Lord. Second Philippians. Philippians 2 and 12. Who has it?
Wherefore now, beloved brethren, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. But you know, sometimes we work on the other fellow more than we work on our own self. So the Lord wants you and me to work out our own. As I stand here, I can see a lot of you. But as I look at you, I'm not looking at myself. So it is with self. He stands around and he just wants to tell the other fellow what to do and what he needs to do and what he hasn't done. But he doesn't see his own self. We need to see our own self. Look down into the Word of God and get a good glimpse through the mirror of the Word. I often tell the Lord, help me to see myself like you see me. Because, Lord, I'm so close to Catherine, I'll overlook a lot of things. But, Lord, you won't overlook us. Not one thing will the Lord overlook. He sees everything. Eyes of the Lord going to and through the earth. He sees everything. He sees the evil. He sees the good. Well, that's that. Read on, brother.
For it is God which worketh in us, which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure.
So it's God that's trying to help us out.
Yes.
Trying to work in us. Make us a vessel to glorify his name. A vessel that'll please him and make it to heaven when this life is over. 14 verse.
Do all things without murmuring and disputing.
15.
That you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as light.
Amen. Someone told me, he said, the reason why I left Chicago or St. Louis or wherever it was, he said, I just couldn't live a saved life there. And I let this brother know, when you hit the rock and get vital salvation, to live for the Lord, you can live it anywhere.
Amen.
You don't have to be in Oklahoma. You don't have to be in Louisiana or Kentucky.
That's
wherever you live, right in the midst of a crooked and a perverse nation, When everything is going vice versa from what you would do, you can let your light shine. Praise the Lord. Brother Carl, when he's up there sick, he was letting his light shine. Sure, he could have gone to a physician and maybe got some help. But what would become of my life? What would become of my testimony? Right in the midst of crooked and adverse nation. I'm like a brother. I hear too much of this. Going to the hospital. What you going there for?
Preaching, sister.
And I went to deal with one of the saints' children. She was not saved. And she said to me, now here I am having a burden for her soul. And you know what she asked me? She said, Sister Kathy, why is it so many of the saints are going to the heart pillar? That was a hard person to answer. But I let her know this. I said, have you ever heard of me going to the heart pillar? No. Have you ever heard of me going to the doctor? No. But there are some. Sorry to say, go to the hospital. Then come to church. Raise your hand and thank the Lord for healing your body. God forbid. That's a hypocrite. You can't make it to heaven like that.
Amen.
But I thank God for one brother. He was overcome. He was unconscious. And his unsaved children took him to the hospital. When he came to himself, he was there in the hospital. But he didn't sign himself out right then. But he came to the saints when he was able. He said, Saints, I want you to forgive me. He felt like he couldn't forgive himself, even though he wasn't aware. He was out. He was unconscious. He said, but the thing, when I came to myself, I should have left that horse still, but I didn't. I want you saints to forgive me. He felt that. Help us, Lord. He had failed God. But sometimes, go right there, come on back to the meeting, and all is well, nothing about it. Hopefully we're going to meet Jesus. We're going to meet God. At the end of every man's life is God. You can hide or you can be deceitful around the saints or the preachers, but God has his eyes on you. He has his eyes on me, and I know this. So may the Lord help us to deal fair with our soul. This is all we have, is our soul. And if we miss heaven, we miss everything. When you pray for me, I hope you still love me. I love you, everyone. I don't feel like I'll be around many more days to tell you about Jesus. Sure. I went to get out of the car, and I said, Mert, that's the name is Myrtle, we call her Mert. I said, won't be with you much longer. She said, but oh, don't be feeling sad about it. I said, I'm not feeling sad about it. I'm happy. I have happy anticipation because I'm going to be with Jesus.
Amen.
Nothing to be sad about. Going to be with Jesus.
Amen.
Feel good. Kind of like when you go into California a long distance away, and maybe when you start out it's maybe 100 and so many miles, and 100, you get down to maybe where the numbers are just one. You know you're getting close to the end of your journey.
That's right.
Oh, glory to God. I'm happy. Because I know I'm getting close to the end of my journey.
Thank you.
I can be with Jesus, which is far better. Oh, glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Did you finish that, brother? Scripture's reading.
I believe I saw you wanted. Next verse says, holding forth the word of God.
Yes, read on. That I may rejoice.
That I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not labored in vain, that I have not run in vain, neither labored.
Don't want to work in vain. I haven't labored in vain, and I haven't run in vain. Well, may the Lord help us today. Dear ministers, let us be faithful to one another.
Yes.
Dear ministers, help us. We'll carry a burden for one another. Help us to pray for one another. Another thing that the Lord brought to my mind that is very, very ugly in His sight is division.
That's right.
All of these things will work divisions among us. And
yeah,
self can be at the very bottom of them all if we don't get rid of these different spirits. The Word says over there in the 133rd Psalm, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Dear brethren, be faithful to one another. Sister ministers, be faithful to one another. The brother brought in a request the other day to pray that the Lord would send more laborers in his vein. I don't know. I think about that a lot, but I believe time is winding up.
Right.
And I believe he's going to use these few that will be faithful to the end. Young sisters and young brothers in the ministry, be faithful.
Amen.
Be faithful to the Lord. Bring the church of God on when the older ones have gone off the scene. Be faithful. May the Lord help us. But we can't do it being indifferent. That's the word type that cold and indifferent to one another. God have no respect of persons. I love all the white saints, the red, colored, black, or whatever, be of my children. And I love you all. I have no respect of persons. Sometimes, I'll tell this to the glory of God. First time I went to Louisiana, when they were having a camp meeting at Hammond, I told some of the saints I was going to Louisiana. Dear sister, she's passed on now. Brother, what is her name? Used to come to this tall sister. Brother, I'm getting old and forgetful. Live right here in Gertrude. Pardon?
Sister Wiley?
No, this was a white sister. This brother sitting there, wife. What is your wife's name? Geneva. Sister Geneva Marie. That's the heart. She said to me, she said, well, Sister Catherine, don't you think I need to go along with you to kind of help me out, you know? I said, all right, but I'm going. Not that I didn't want her company. She felt that maybe she knew some things down there I didn't know about, and she wanted to help me to be comfortable. I said, that's fine, but the Lord has told me to go to Hammond. And it was a meeting going on at Akron at the same time that the Lord told me to go to heaven. And when I went there, some of the saints said, well, Sister Catherine, I want you to be at home. I say, I'm at home. I'm at home. I was the only black face on the campground, I guess. I said, but I'm at home. These are my people. These are the saints. I had a good time in Louisiana. I was happy and went there free. We just, maybe the first time I met Brother Doolittle and his family. I was happy there. I had no trouble. They were God's people.
Yes.
So, praise the Lord. So the Lord has a people that will live holy.
Yes.
The Lord has a people that will live pure and clean and tell the truth. God's people. But there is another thought the Lord brought to my mind about self, and someone can turn over here to Mark. I believe it's 11 and 24, somewhere in there. Unforgiving spirit. Can't go to heaven with an unforgiving spirit.
Amen.
Sorry to say, but it lurks around the camp. but it's not in the church. Unforgiving spirit. Some people would rather just chew the rag and hold on to the back of something somebody has done rather than forgive them. You need to turn the people loose. Here's a man that you know he's lost down here, and he's on his way to hell, but you're holding on to him and won't forgive him. You won't turn him loose. He's going to drag you down there with him.
Yeah.
If you turn him loose,
amen.
You must forgive. Yeah. One sister, this happened in Boone, so I can tell this. We were so concerned about her getting saved. She was nice to the saints, and meeting would be on there. She would open her house, especially to the ministers. She was a good person, but she wasn't saved. So I went to her home because I loved this little lady, had a burden for her soul. And she said, "Oh, I sure wish I could be like you saints." I said, "Well, you can." I said, "The Lord can save you." So we prayed, just the two of us there in the home. Prayed and prayed and re-prayed, didn't get no place. I said, "What is the trouble?" She said, "Sister Catherine, somebody has hurt me. And that's as far as I can get in my prayer. This person that hurt me, I wake up at night and I think about it. Just so hurt." I said, "Well, you need to forgive this person." And she said, "If I had done anything for her to do this, I could." I said, "But I hadn't done anything." I said, "Well, Jesus hadn't either. But when he hang on the cross, he said, 'Father, forgive them.'" They was nailing him to the cross. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Then we said to her, "Would you like to forgive this person?" She said, I can't." "Well, if the Lord set you free, would you want to forgive?" She said, "Yeah, it can be done." I said, "Well, the word says where any two of you would be touching and agreed on anything, we ask the Father, it would be granted of us." I said, "You one, I'm two. Let us go back to prayer, and we're going to lay hands on you and ask the Lord to break the power of that unforgiving spirit and set you free." She was willing to do that. So we prayed that way. She prayed. Oh, she was really sincere. All of a sudden, she looked up. She said, "Sister Kathy, the Lord can do anything."
Amen.
She said, "That spirit is gone. Praise the Lord." She came on to the chapel, and she prayed through and got saved. And she walked all over the chapel, and she was praising God. She said, "You saints been praying for me a long time. The Lord saved us." She's gone now to the reward. But if you want to forgive, God will help you forgive. But if you don't want to forgive, God is not going to make you want to forgive. God leaves us with a free will choice. Even after you say, he doesn't make us do anything. But he said, "Whosoever will, let him come." Praise the Lord. Let's turn over there, brother, to that scripture and read it.
When you stand praying,
forgive.
If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses.
Yes.
But
if you do not forgive,
neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses.
So that puts us on the spot, doesn't it? Brother Humphrey, if I can't forgive you, it's no need of me asking the Lord to forgive me. If I can't forgive, God is not going to forgive me.
That's right.
This little scripture is going to cause a lot of people to miss heaven.
That's right.
going along with an unforgiving spirit. So hurt. Self is so easily hurt. Just cannot turn it loose. Well, we tie up on ourselves when we have an unforgiving heart.
That's right.
The Lord taught me, and I told you a little about it during this meeting, what it means to have a forgiving heart. When this dear one, saint of God, had treated us so wrong and so hard things said and done. And I was taking care of this saint. This saint could not feed herself, could not use her hands, could not walk. Had to take care of her, but she was a grown woman. Like taking care of a newborn baby. This is the Lord. So anyway, I went to the Lord, as I told you here. Lord, I thought the Lord was going to give me a little excuse. This was in my early ministry. And I said, Lord, how should I treat this sister? You see how she's doing. Me? The Lord said, treat her just like you treat me. Oh, Lord. I knew that I was going to be close to the Lord. I knew that I wouldn't want to be cold-shouldering the Lord. I knew that I wouldn't want to be feeding him with a long-hound food. So I told the Lord, and I mean it with all my heart. I said, Lord, I'm not there. But by your grace, I'm going to get there. So I started to praying, fasting, and seeking God until the Lord set me free. So many times when something like this happens, we'll pray for her or the other. Oh Lord, help them to do this, help them to see yourself. You need to see your own self, how hurt you are. You're the one that's hurt, so you need to be praying for yourself. So then the Lord didn't let up. He didn't let the battle let up until I got victory where I was so kind and just gentle to this dear one. We were studying on love, Bible study. We had been studying on love for about maybe 6 weeks. So one time after the service was over, she came to me. Basically, you just have to take her around. She said, Sister Catherine, I want you to forgive me. It's how I've treated you, the things I've said about you. Will you forgive me? I'm sorry. Yes. Already done. Praise the Lord. When Jesus got through with me, I was willing to forgive. I learned a lesson on forgiveness and what it means to forgive. Through that incident, I'll never forget. What it means to forgive. You say, well, I forgive you, but down here, if you're still feeling hurt, you haven't forgiven. The Lord can help you forgive and heal the hurt. And that's the way we're going to get victory, if we have an unforgiving spirit. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Well, just about finished. I want your prayers for me that I'll be faithful to the Lord. I believe it would be good for us to say this about David. You know, when David, Saul, was seeking to take David's life. David was running and running for his life from Saul. And you know about the cave that he came through, and it came right up on Saul, and Saul was asleep. He could have taken Saul's life, and Saul would have done it, had it been vice versa. And even his army battle begged him, said, even the Lord had just brought your enemy right to you. Said, let me smite him, and I won't smite him but once. And David said, no, I must not touch the Lord's anointing. I must not, this is the Lord's anointing. Even though he's wrong, even though He's seeking to take my life. But God has anointed him to be king, and I must not put my hands on him. Dear people, dear Catherine, be sure you keep your hands off of the ministry. Be sure we love them with all our heart and do what we can to help them out. Another time, not this time, but another time, I was going to Bowling, seeing what we could do to say or encourage the saints. I was reading, trying to get something from the Lord, and just like everything ran together, the Lord spoke to my heart. I say this with love to every one of you and to me. The Lord spoke to my heart. I'm not saying it for any help for me either, but because the Lord told me this. He said, I am not pleased with the saints are taking care of his ministry. This was a financial. He let me know it. I am not pleased the way the saints are taking care of my ministry. I don't know what you do here in Gertrude, and I'm glad I don't. Helping your ministers, I believe you help them. But the word says, the least that you've done to these my brethren, you've done it unto me. When I was hungry, did you feed me? Did you take care of me? Lord, when did I see you hungry? When did I see you in need? The least you've done to these my brethren. I said this, and I thought, well, I thought I'd keep that to myself. So I didn't want the saints to think I didn't feel they were helping me as they should in bowling. So I got up to testify, and it came out. I didn't mean for it to. I said, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean. One of the dear sisters, I can call her name, Sister Spear, said, that's all right. Glad you said it. Said, we need it. We need it right here. Oh, God, help us along this line. Share with what we have. Psalms 19 and 14, it tells us to let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Lord, help us as the saints of God to be careful. TV is making the self, pride, division, TV, indifference. I'm sure we don't have televisions in our home. I'm sure we understand how awful those things are. But I'm going to tell you something else. It's just as bad as the television. Some of these old, evil, filthy books that they're putting out, you don't need to let your children bring them in your house or bind them. They have just as much filth and stuff in them as the television. There in California, once in a meeting not too long ago, not the Lord just gave us some words and we read and we just make them about the television and books and just talking like we are now. And after, in the time for the altar call, a young woman made her way down to the altar. And she wanted prayer. She wanted to be saved. One of the saints' children. And she said this. She had been reading those books. She was quite a reader and a fast reader. She told us how many hundred books, this evil stuff. She said, and I had a dream. She said, I dreamed that Jesus was coming. And she saw him and she wanted to go with him. She said, but Jesus told her, you are too busy with your books. And say, for you to come here and preach on it, I didn't even know she was there. I didn't even know her name. Didn't know nobody's in the building like that. Just the Lord, the Holy Ghost. You say, for you to come here and preach on it, I feel like I need to be delivered. Oh, the minister labored with her a long time, praying and seeking God to cast those spirits out of her, where she could get saved. Be careful of your books, you read. Then we asked her about some things that was rather personal. She said the books took care of all of this. Lord, help us today. Don't let your children be reading things that and deeper. Television. We know to leave them out of the house. Leave the books out too. Well, feel the Lord as you live in our soul. I hope you still love me. I love you, everyone. I'll tell you something the Lord has been dealing with my heart about concerning us. In a meeting like this, we should do all we can to take in the Word of God. And if it comes a time that we need to concentrate or reconcentrate our lives to God, that we'll be better saints, that we'll be more careful. And I thought, Lord, this would be a good time to do it. Starting out a new year, I wonder if anyone would be here to just want to reconcentrate your life. You're saved. Saved and sanctified. But I just want to pray and talk to God to help me be a better worker for Him. Some things that have been negligent on, this is what the Lord has told me, we've been a little too negligent in our prayer life.
Amen.
Sometimes when we go to a meeting, and sometimes we have to wait there and tarry on our knees a while before someone will lead out in prayer. The Word says, pray without ceasing.
Amen.
So like we know, one sister, she said this. She confessed and testified about her own self. She went to service time after time. And so one time when they sent me to go to prayer, and she was a sister that didn't do no praying in public, hardly. And so the Lord spoke to her heart as she went down to her knees. All these requests, and nobody could pray. And she said, Lord, help me. But that sister prays now. They kind of depended on one other sister, older sister, that would always pray. And one time, that sister didn't make it to the church. So then it was up to her, somebody else to pray, and they did. So let us be faithful in our prayer life.
Amen.
Young sisters and young brothers, fathers, at home with your children, be faithful in your devotion. Be faithful to pray with your children. Be faithful to read the Word to your children. They're not going to be there long. They're going to be out and going on their way. But while they're around your knees, do your best. Train them. And aside from that, be an example to your children. We praise a lot for you. Because I know in this last and evil day, so many evil environments. Young people have to come in contact with children going to school. But children, you be thankful that you have godly parents to teach you how to live and how to make it to heaven. Parents, do your best for your children. Live a life. You cannot make them be saved, but be sure that you train them up in the way of the Lord. Have you to train to the glory of God. May the Lord bless each of you. I need your prayer. I want you to pray for me.
Amen.
I'll be faithful to the Lord. haven't made it to heaven yet, but I'm on my way, and I want to be faithful to the end.